you've had some amazing human experiences that are really unique to you. When you consider the course of human history and the understandings or experiences that you've had that most of us haven't, is there some type of understanding or experience or feeling that you'd want to communicate to your fellow humans?
No, it's just it's engagement. It's just be engaged and in touch. But it's in touch with your own body. It's in touch with nature. So people ask me how much I got changed by all of that. I did not get changed by that. I was in the forest alone at night at age 3. This is a 3-year-old in the forest alone. And I had total faith that not only would the forest not hurt me, it would look after me, and it always did. And so that's my foray. That is my exploration. And that's where I really became Story Musgrave, in the forest alone. And I built my own raft, went down the Housatonic River there at age 5. And so, but it's engagement. It's engagement with nature. It starts with engagement with your own body, you know. Who am I? What have I got here? It's engagement with evolution. It's engagement with biology. It's engagement with the cosmos, you know. What is our place in it? What's it mean to be a human being? And that is very, very critical. And so I give endless presentations, but I also do a lot of consulting too. But my final wrap-up is always, it's like a picture of Cassini. These incredible backlit Saturn pictures, but it's a little dot of the Earth in the picture. And what is totally astounding is that Voyager 1 is 13 billion years out now. Voyager 1 is 13 billion years from us.
Wow.
Still sending data to us. It's only got a year or two left on its electricity. But 13 billion years, 40-some years in interstellar space now. But before it left, it took this picture of Earth of 3.7 billion miles away. And that is who we are, sir. That's who we are. And you need to look at that and say, that's who we are. That's how we should think about ourselves. And that's how we should respect each other. We're all on that thing together. And so you can raise the question is, do we think that way? Is that the way we're running the planet? Is that the way we're getting along with our neighbor and other countries? There are 70 or 80 wars this week, sir. And it's increasing. There's hardly any country on this planet that is not at war with itself or somebody else. I mean, Story Musgrave is not a cynic. I am not. I'm just looking at the reality. And when you look at that little dot out there, and you understand there are 30 to 40,000 nuclear bombs sitting on that little thing, waiting to evaporate it. You say, who are we? Is that what we should be doing? Okay?
Do you have any hope for humanity and or the planet at this point? Knowing what you know?
Well, knowing what you know too, sir.
Yes, true.
And knowing what everyone out there knows. Are they going to do anything about this? Every human being knows these facts. It's called Google them. Okay? Well, it's that simple. Google them. Now, the hope, I don't know. And so, but it isn't a matter of hope. It's how you drive it. It's how you influence. It's how you, what is humanity's effort? What are they trying to do? Where are they trying to go? What are they trying to create? So I can't tell you the outcome. But if you read science fiction books like Alan Stapleton, a star maker, he visited 18 different in science fiction. He visited 18 different planets, and he studied how did it go there. And some of it did not go well, and some of it was totally glorious. The advanced evolutionary strings that is evolution, you know, produces more and more complexity. And I don't call it intelligence. It is not intelligence, sir. 30,000 nuclear bombs on one little, on your little life bulb. It's not intelligence. It's not a smart thing to do. And so, but you look at science fiction, how did the planet go? Well, it raises the whole question. How is this planet going? It raises, and there's another way to look at it. If you are traveling in space and you're looking for places to visit, and you tune in on Mother Earth, would you go there? Oh my goodness, no. If they won't send the communicators, everyone will look to Washington to defend themselves. And so, how are we going to receive a visitor? You know, it's going to be like the day the Earth stood still. Anyway, there's a lot of answers in science fiction, and there's a lot of ways to think about things. But who are we? Well, step outside of Earth and look at all the signals coming to you. And that's who we are. What is the hope? Where we're going? I don't know. But we're either going to get it together or we're not.